Like, I never in a million years would I have thought I'd be on a podcast, let alone for 4 seasons with all these subscribers. Like, if you had asked me that 2011 when I met Tony, I probably would have did a whole lot more than cry. There would be no, well, maybe a brick by brick, but not a brick by brick with Tony and Tempest, because in my comfort zone, I just didn't do things like that. So just believe in yourself, and that takes time. If you listen to the podcast prior to this, Tony talked about be careful how you speak to yourself. If you have to look in the mirror and, I don't know, apologize to yourself so you can be free from your past, do that until it's comfortable. You know, like, you've overcome your past already. Don't be hindered by it. Let go of it and walk into your newness. Be yourself. Like, if you heard nothing else, just be yourself, regardless of who's offended by it. Because at the end of the day, you have to live with yourself, and you have to enjoy this life. And you're never going to enjoy your life being someone else. Welcome, guys, to a new episode of Brick by Brick, a motivational podcast with Antonio T. Smith Jr. We are finally back together once again. Welcome to season 4. I'm here. That noise in the background is Antonio.
No, it's the crowd. We're in front of...
Oh, okay. Oprah?
Well, yeah, we're in front of Oprah and thousands of people in the stadium.
Okay, so, yeah.
I just put that sound effect in then and we'll
fake it?
Okay, we won't fake it. Okay, it's just me and you.
Okay, all right, great. Let's go. Okay. So how are you, Antonio? Long time no see.
Yeah, well, you see me all the time. No, long time no see on a podcast level.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'm well. I am well. I'm ready to see your topic. This time I really, well, a lot of times I don't know, but I saw you smile. So I know you got something that either you want to talk about or you want to hear me talk about. So This should be pretty fun. Should we, how have you been?
I've been great.
Okay, I still haven't married you off yet. Remember last time around, it was in the holiday times, Christmas area, Christmas time?
Yeah.
Well, it's almost Christmas time again,
isn't
it? All right, this is the fastest year of all time.
It really is. Yeah. This year has flown by.
Yeah, it's the fastest year of all time. I haven't married you off yet. We're gonna work on that. So guys, if you're listening.
Wow, don't do this.
We did this last time. Tempest is single. Her email is...
ignore this.
Which email are we using for? Yeah, so many. You own so many things.
We're not going to do this.
We're not going to do that? Okay, no. Well, her social is...
Really?
627.
Really?
Oh, okay. Never mind. Well, her blood type is...
I honestly don't know my blood type.
Oh. We got to get that figured out then.
If I'm in a car crash or something, I'm in trouble.
Well, yes, you would be in trouble. So, what are you drinking over there?
That is a Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola. All right. Well, you're drinking a Coca-Cola.
Would we like to say? It's water now.
It's water now. It's watered down. Yeah. We are in Texas, and it's not quite Christmas, so it's 100 degrees outside. It's not quite August either. It's
it is August. It's September.
So it's not August. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, let's see if we can get started. We'll marry her off next time, guys. If you're listening. Actually, you know what? Let's do a few thank yous. You guys are keeping us for sure. It's kind of hard to tell Apple's numbers because they're pretty secretive. Yeah, they're pretty... They keep their numbers under hush when it comes to subscribers and how many listeners and stuff. And we know we have a whole bunch, but on Podomatic, which is the host that we use that pushes us on iTunes, you guys keep us in the top 20 of business podcasts every single day. So can we clap for that?
Yay!
Now, did you hear that? We were in the stadium. No, it's just me and her, right? But no, we definitely do appreciate it. We get emails. What email are we using now for this? Is it
this is info@revtony.org.
Okay, so info@revtony.org. Send your questions or send any topics that you want us to guide. If you want us to listen to, I think we're already up to a bunch of episodes right now on season four. Season four, I promise you this, season four is going to be a lot bigger and better. Well, it's already better, I believe, but it's going to be a lot longer. So expect us to go well into many episodes, because we want to give you guys a jam-packed and things like that. So we would definitely appreciate you guys. Thank you for keeping us not necessarily number one, although we've touched number one a few times, but always in the top 20. That's awesome. Thank you very much for listening and subscribing to us as much as you do. Continue to tell a friend, and I think I'll give it back over to you now.
Two more announcements.
Okay,
announcements. Starting Sunday, October 2nd at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, Antonio is starting a Plant Better weekly mindset call. It'll be every Sunday from 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are discussing... discussing so many topics on leadership, on personal development, breakthroughs. Just take brick by brick to a level of 1,000 for an hour long every week. The call-in number is 641-715-3865, and the access code is 171617#.
And remember that. Don't forget it. No, I'm just joking. It'll be included in the show notes. We'll make it easier for you.
That's rude. And also, one more thing, then we'll get started. Antonio is also starting a one-on-one coaching program. So if you're interested, email us at coaching@revtony.org. That will also be in the show notes. But he'll be happy to help you with your personal breakthroughs, your personal training, you know, life coach. I don't know what all he's...
Millionaire. We're a millionaire. We're going to go straight for millionaires and billionaires. There's nothing else. Of course, money doesn't exist. And
okay, that's another topic.
Well, that's another topic in itself. But yeah, we're definitely going to get you to the level that is worthy of you. Now, that makes sense. That makes sense. Thanks, guys, for all you do. That Plant Better mindset call is it's something similar to this, but it's not. It's way, it's just much more in detail and much more. Actually, I've written episodes. Like, I don't write these. She gives me topics, and I kind of talk. So, let's go.
Okay. So, word out a lot, and you hear it a lot in business and just in life, but nobody actually describes what it is. So I'm going to do something, not throwing shade or not being sarcastic, but really getting to the root of what makes a leader.
Okay, fair enough.
So Antonio, give us your definition of a leader.
A simple definition: someone who influences others. That's a leader. Someone who influences others, or that's simple. I could go into detail. Someone who exercises influence over others. But basically, bottom line, what is a leader? Someone who influences others. So that can be mother, mom, dad, dog catcher, goldfish keeper. An assistant like you who influences other people, since in some respects or a lot of respects you lead me by telling me my calendar, so you are a leader and I have to submit to your leadership. Everybody listening to this podcast, you are a leader. The moment you influence others, you become a leader, whether you like it or not. Mm-hmm. Period. That's a leader.
Cool.
Now, there's a big difference between a great leader and all that stuff.
We'll get to that.
But that's a leader.
So, I had another question. I'm going to go into a different question because you kind of mentioned this. But why do we associate leader or the word leader with someone who's at the top? Like, why don't we look at mothers or fathers or teachers or janitors as a leader just because their title isn't as glorified as, say, CEO or president.
And that's just because we're taught to. Like, you just thinking about the way you're born. The moment you're born into this world, you're born into a subsidiary position. You're born into a sub-level position. It doesn't matter your race or anything. All of us are going to go through the potty training phases. We're going to go to the point where we can't communicate, so we cry. Mm-hmm. And so until you're 18, even if you're born into like a $1 billion family, you still have to listen to someone else. Mm-hmm. And so we always look higher, or we're kind of trained to look past our household, past our mothers, our fathers, whatever, and we go look for leaders because our mother can't be a leader. Our father can't be a leader. They're our parents. This is not accurate. It's accurate in what I'm saying, but it's the heart of what I'm saying is not accurate because they are leaders. Mm-hmm. And so your older siblings are leaders. And, you know, it's not just leadership qualities. If when you influence others, you immediately become a leader. And then besides, it's like we talk about glory, right? Like, let's just be real. We have billions of dollars of advertisement that say this guy or this woman is a leader. Look at her yield her sword and cut down obstacles, right? You find this in the ancient world. The greatest warriors were leaders, but not the peasants who were farmers. But they all were leaders. We like the glory that comes with leadership. So that kind of answers that question.
So what makes a great leader then? What makes a leader? What's the difference between a leader and a great leader?
Well, okay. So now we're going to get into a little muddy water, because it's going to go back to like, what's your what are we calling a great? Like, what are we saying a great leader is?
Okay, so I'll rephrase it. What makes an effective leader?
That's a good question. And those are actually two different answers, but some of these answers have a common thread, so I'm going to answer both. Mm-hmm. Let's start with effective. Mm-hmm. Effective leaders get the job done. Because that's what effective means. So if I had to define effective, it would be to get the job done. If I had to define efficiency, to get the job done well while you're getting the job done. You know, or to get the job done near perfectly or perfectly while you're doing the job. Mm-hmm. And so effectiveness, which is powerful too, and I've explained this before, not on this podcast, but it's a powerful too. Like Microsoft, when they first came out, they didn't have Windows 10 as if they do now. Mm-hmm. They started effectively with what they had and then grew to efficiency with service updates. Mm-hmm. You know, they were some of the first companies to do service updates and things like that. So they gave you the most effective version, and then they updated it after the troubleshoots, after the customer feedback, and made it more efficient. Mm-hmm. So this as a addendum here, make sure you guys aren't trying to be so efficient before you're effective. Because if you start to be efficient before you're effective, you'll never begin. Or you'll take too long and you'll miss your audience. You'll miss your audience. So an effective leader is someone who's simply getting the job done. That doesn't mean that's not a bad thing. But then at the same time, let's take the good of it. This is somebody I can always count on so-and-so to be an effective leader. Not the smartest, not the brightest, not the richest. They don't do it the prettiest. But if I ask this to get it done, mm-hmm. they're going to get it done. That's a good thing. Now let's go to the bad way. Mm-hmm. You have leaders with a terrible attitude and no one can work with them. But they're like, oh, I got the job done. I'm effective. And so... Yes, no. You effectively got the job done, but like Dr. Henry Cloud would say in his book, Integrity, you cost too much. It costs me far more mm-hmm. to hire employees who want to work with you or to save them, or employees quit because your effectiveness is hurting everyone else around you, which isn't effective at all because you simply want to get the job done or complete without having good character. So an effective leader can fall in either one of these categories. That's why I say it gets money a little bit. You can, effective leader simply gets the job done. There's an obstacle. I need you to knock this out. That's an effective leader. A great leader has, there's a wonderful book on this called Multipliers. I can't remember who wrote it. You got the name? Yes. So you look up the name for me while we, because I would definitely like these guys to have these tools, and hopefully I can remember to put it in the show notes. But there's a wonderful book called Multipliers, and inside this book, the premise of this book is you got some leaders who take from you, who only get out of you what they can. Multipliers are leaders that draw out of you more than 100%. So this book is a business book written by Liz Wiseman and Greg McCown. Okay, Liz Wiseman and Greg McCown. It's called Multipliers. It's a wonderful book. I hope you guys will get it if you can. But here's the deal. This is, if you ever thought about this, some of the leaders around you guys, whether you Tempest or you guys listen to me, or guys and gals listen to me, some people have the ability to draw far more out of you than you thought was there. Michael Jordan, the great NBA basketball player, is one of these people. When he was on the court, even role players were better than what they were, period. He somehow drew out of others what they didn't even know they had. Mm-hmm. And that's what great leaders do. They're not just great performers. They force you to become a greater performer. And that is great leadership. Because it's not just, look at my talent. Remember, leadership is simply defined as influencing others. So when I influence you to do what you didn't even know you were capable of doing, that becomes great leadership. Did I answer all of them in one yeah. fatal?
Yeah, you did, actually.
I did?
Yeah.
Okay, well, ask me something or say something. We're live.
How do you handle sitting under a leader that is, like you described, that costs too much, that gets the job done, yes, but their attitude or their character is less than desirable?
Yeah.
Like, how do you sit under a leader and respect them and still do your job and still, you know, perform at the level that you're supposed to perform on while they are being horrific?
The book Multipliers describes these kind of leaders. So let's end this podcast on this answer, because it's so powerful, it's so rich, enriching, and it's simple. But I want people I don't want to add something on top of this, and then they forget what I just said. I want them to hear this, because it's a wonderful question you just asked, so I'm glad that you ran out of questions. Guys, guard yourself from energy leaks as hard as you can. All you have is 86,400 seconds. So you have a certain amount of energy. And we know, according to thermodynamics, energy can never be created, can never be destroyed. However, you want to guard yourself from your energy leaks. And some people, if we're going to just be honest with ourselves, take energy from you. So how you handle being under a horrific, as you said, or did you say horrendous?
I said horrific.
Okay, so how we guard our, how we handle horrific leaders is you need to fill yourself up before you get around this leader. Because if they're going to take energy from you, then you need to fill yourself up to where they're only taking from you your overflow and not who you actually are. Does that make sense? Yeah, or not what you have reserved for that day. Of course, whistleblowing is always an option. That's both good and bad. If you have an Enron-type situation, which is it's in history books now for sure, especially business ethic books, crash in 2000, or they had more than a crash. They were cooking the books. But that's the time to blow a whistle. But because someone isn't, someone to tell you when you should blow the whistle. However, I will say sometimes you can create more damage in a work environment because of someone's ego And so you if you can't handle someone's ego, you may not necessarily be the person that I can replace that person with, because management is simply leadership is also managing egos. So if you crumble under someone else's ego, you also show me at the same time that you're not quite the leader that's ready for the position in which you're complaining about. So I can't even replace them with you, because I need for you to be able to manage the people that you're complaining about, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Right? Now again, and I don't mean to be insensitive, but I am trying to give you both sides of this fence here. But when you're under a leader, when you're under a horrific leader, guard yourself from energy leaks. If they have to take your energy, make sure they only take your overflow, not what is reserved for you to do your job and to go back home to your children and for you to be happy. Don't let them take from you to affect your work performance, because now the eyes are on you and not that leader. Because if that leader is that horrific, they're also pointing a horrific light upon your job performance versus theirs. And you want to be careful about that. Good people always get what's coming to them. Stay a good person, and that's a good thing, right? So stay a good. In fact, let me expand that. People always get what's coming to them, good or bad. So you want to get the good that's coming to you instead of the bad. So guard yourself from energy leaks. At the same time, I need you to understand this here. When you can get to a place in life in which a horrific leader doing stuff to you no longer bothers you, then you mastered your life. Now, and I said that as concisely as I intended it to be. You should be bothered when injustices happen to other people who cannot defend themselves and who cannot do these things. That should bother you. But when people are being horrific towards you, although the worldly standard would say it should bother you, your voice on the inside of you should be louder than the voices on the outside of you. And when that has occurred, you have mastered your life, and no one of a horrendous or horrific nature can affect what's on the inside of you. That's the answer to your question and also my closing thoughts at the same time.
All right, guys, there you have it. Thank you for checking out this episode of Brick by Brick. For more information on Antonio and all the great, wonderful things he's doing, check out revtony.org. revtony.org. Also, don't forget our weekly mindset call called Plant Better. Starts Sunday, October 2nd at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm not just saying this because he's my boss, he's my friend, but this is really a call that's going to set the tone for your entire week. So jump on. It's on every Sunday evening, Central Standard Time. I don't know how that translates around the world, but more than welcome.
There's something inside of you that nobody can take from you, that nothing can ever come against, that nothing can ever stop. You were meant to be great. You were meant to be the most amazing you that has ever lived. Nobody can speak with your voice better than you. You have come here to be amazing. Not average, not good, not great. Amazing. And then when you reach amazing, you exceed that and you go to spectacular. This is your time. Build your life brick by brick. You are enough. You've been enough. You will always be enough. You can only be nothing but enough. And then more than that, you are the greatest. Build your life. Be it, do it, see it, and then give it back to others. Brick by brick.